We have to hydrate. We can't be doing it by drinking 8 glasses of water a day. We have to find new strategies. And nature's already provided those. We just didn't know how to quite access them.
Cue music. Places, everybody, places. We're starting in 3, 2.
Welcome to the Autoimmune Hour, where we look at the rise of autoimmune disorders. I've brought together top experts that range from doctors, specialists, nutritionists, researchers, and even those recovering from autoimmune to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information about autoimmunity and how to live your life uninterrupted.
Thank you for joining us here on the Autoimmune Hour with Sharon Saylor. And we don't want you to worry about taking too many notes, so you can join the Autoimmune Hour's Courage Club, and we'll send you the transcripts and show notes from every episode. Sign up now at understandingautoimmune.com. Now, back to your host, Sharon Saylor.
Welcome, everyone, to the Autoimmune Hour. I'm Sharon Saylor from SharonSaylor.com, and I'm just thrilled to be with you here on another episode. We're well into the 200s and in our fourth year. I'm just so thrilled that we're still growing strong and growing all the time, thanks to the beautiful community that you are. We've got some great things coming up. If you haven't been over to the Understanding Autoimmune site, I've developed some blog posts from those transcripts I keep telling you about, where I'm taking some of my favorite questions and answers and turning them into little blog posts just to intrigue you to listen to the whole episode if you haven't, or even better yet, to re-listen to the episode, because absolutely it always just, I learned so much. I was the one asking the questions, and I listened back to the episode and I go, I don't remember that. That's awesome. So I encourage you to do that. Plus, we have a return guest. I am so excited to have her, because when we had her on episode 190, I know that was episode 190, we had Gina Brea on, as well as her friend and co-author, Dr. Dana Cohen. And today, Gina's coming to talk to us specifically on things about hydration, which is her expertise, but hydration, what it really means. And when she was telling me more in depth after the last episode, I'm like, we got to have you back on, because I've never heard most of this stuff. And once I started to put just a little bit she told me into practice, I saw how powerful it was. So tonight, we're going to get really deep into hydration and movement. And then we're going to talk about the fascia and how that is so important to have a deep understanding about when we have autoimmune. So let me introduce Gina here really quick. She's a cultural anthropologist researching ritual foods and food strategies for over 25 years. And she's the founder and executive director of Hydration Foundation. And she trained at Columbia University and is a former Berlin Fellow with the Social Science Research Council, a National Endowment for the Humanities finalist, and has been featured at the Institute for Integrative Nutrition. I'm just going to stop there, because we could go on and on. She's been featured on TED Talks and all sorts of things in the New York Times. Amazing, amazing bio. We'll get deeper into that but I want to make sure we have enough time. Welcome, Gina. Thanks for coming back on the show.
Sharon, I'm so pleased to be here. I love talking about hydration and how we can do it without guzzling 8 glasses of water a day. Love it.
Oh my gosh, absolutely. And when you and Dr. Cohen were on, one thing that surprised me, I just want to kind of briefly remind people about hydration, was I had been guzzling 8 glasses of filtered water, I sort of now call it dead water, a day. And I had mentioned to you, why do I never feel hydrated? And you explained to me why. So let's go into the audience, tell the audience really quick, what is real hydration versus just guzzling filtered water?
Or tap water, another big issue. So bottled water, tap water, filtered water, those waters are have lost their electrical charge. So the important news in hydration, the new science, is that water carries electrical charge. And when that dies down or goes still, the water we're drinking isn't bringing in electrical charge to our system. And of course, water without electrical charge is water that's not really fuel for us. The whole point of water is that it conducts electricity. So having water with charge in it is central to our whole intercommunication system, our energy, our healing capacity, our cell signaling. So the new message of hydration that we're trying to bring to people is that there's a different kind of water that we want people to be alert to that has been not even recently now. We're talking about science that's like 5 years out, also being confirmed by many labs around the world. Major research teams, for example, Oxford, University of California at Berkeley, University of Amsterdam, some amazing teams have spotted that there are actually states of water that we haven't yet noticed. Of course, nature noticed.
Of course.
Nature knows what it's doing. And what's amazing about knowing this kind of water is that it is actually a state of water that's what happens to water after it gets in motion, for example, through a waterfall or through spinning through a river, or water that moves through something like, even like the ocean. We know when we're near those waters, water that's pushed up through rocks, it's a spring water, we immediately as animals identify, there's something attractive about that water.
I know that it makes me feel good.
Yes.
I mean, when I go to the beach, in fact, when I travel a lot, if I can get myself to a beach, and two things, I like to walk in the sand with my bare feet. Mm. I think that makes me feel good. I think they call that grounding or something.
And hydrating. That's a hydrating strategy.
Really?
Yes. Because what you're doing is you're impacting the electrical function of your water cells. But your water cells are your cellular batteries. Your water cells, by the way, according to Dr. Pollack at the University of Washington, who's the lead researcher on this new kind of water, he did a molecular count. So we're looking at the molecular structure of water. It isn't changing color. It isn't changing temperature. It's just changing its hydrogen bond slightly more to become a crystalline shape. So this is liquid crystalline water we're talking about, otherwise known as structured water, easy water, ordered water. There's lots of names for it because everybody's stumbling into it now. But the difference is that it conducts electricity at a much higher rate than tap water or filtered water. So important information to know that there's a different kind of water that actually communicates inside our body at a much more potent level, so carries electrical function, and because of its molecular structure, to finish my thought, 99% of our molecules are water inside of us. 99% of us is water molecules. Those water molecules are shaped to get into our cell at a much more efficient level than if you were drinking tap water or even filtered water, which is filtered and cleaned, but still not carrying electrical charge. Wow.
Wow. Absolutely. Wow. And the other thing I remember from our talk, previous talk, and then we'll jump into all the new stuff she's going to share, mm-hmm. is that you had said that if we drink too much of that, I like to call it dead water, if we drink too much of that, it can actually take some of the nutrients out of our body.
Yes. And so electrolytes. Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I was like, oh my gosh. So maybe trying to be good, drinking all of this water. I realize now, because I've changed the way due to the Gina's book, Quench, and Dr. Cohen's book, Quench, which has marvelous recipes, by the way, I realize now, I feel the difference. I'm like, wow. And I had no idea. I thought I was doing the right thing.
Well, a lot of us are told to drink water. We do need water. We're 99% water. The problem is that the water that we drink, our reverse osmosis water, distilled water, or purified water that doesn't have any electrical charge, that pours into our system. It isn't quite set up to absorb into the cells like we just spoke about. So it flash floods your system, and it actually flashes out the minerals and the nutrients that are the very thing that your water's trying to get to you. So it's like a flash flood instead of a slow drip that really allows you to absorb. And our strategy brought out forward from my research with desert communities and realizing they weren't drinking liquids, they were actually eating plants to hydrate. So they were using things like cactus and aloe and chia seeds. These methods of using the fibers in plants to help us absorb is a key strategy. So using foods to hydrate, now I'm not saying don't drink water, we still need liquid, but we need to partner with those fibers to let that water really absorb. And once you get a high absorption level, you don't need to drink as much. And you're not flashing out your system. You're actually really retaining the water. It's a big difference.
A big difference, especially a lot of people with autoimmune have absorption issues to begin with, gut dysbiosis and other problems with their body where they're not retaining the nutrients that they're taking in, like, I'll put in air quotes, normal people would. Mm-hmm. And so that's really critical. And I love your book, Quench. But I want to jump right now into how you talk about these micro movements of our body and how that actually helps enhance our hydration. I was so surprised. It's not just getting the liquid in. It's like getting it to the places it needs to go.
Right. And guess what? Our whole body is set up as an irrigation system that delivers hydration right all the way to our cells through all our tissues. It distributes it. So guzzling water flash floods your digestive tract and goes right out. I'm sure you've noticed that.
Yeah, within a short period of time. Yeah. It's one straight tube.
Huge clue. Wait a minute. The hydration I'm doing isn't actually getting distributed. So if you're peeing frequently, drinking all that water, you're in that problematic loop where it's just a flooding through your system. What you want to notice is that when you, for example, just a really simple example, if you drink a bottle of water and eat an apple with it, that's going to be a totally different absorption quality than drinking two bottles of water. That's what I'm trying to get people out of. Don't drink two bottles of water. Drink a bottle of water, and is a water bottle that's made of glass, not plastic that you're getting from the store, and an apple or some food, and that combination then allows you to absorb not only the liquid, but it also brings in electrical charge because the water inside the apple is this different kind of water. So what I want to get you to is realizing that there's water stored in plants. As the desert communities knew who were dealing with these, they're not drinking 8 glasses of water a day, but they are eating highly hydrating foods. And that's a much better strategy. And it's much more doable than trying to drink all that water. So high hydrating foods are things like cucumbers. We all know them. Watermelon, oranges, apples, beautiful leafy greens. Leafy greens are actually the highest form of water. If they're 99, 98, 96, if you just go through the list, the amount of water in leafy greens is really impressive. So eating a salad is a really potent form of hydrating. We just don't think of it that way. All those fibers, all the nutrients, and the water inside the plant cells locked in there is the perfect hydration system designed by nature to deliver and retain nutrients, hydration, minerals, cell function. It's all there just by eating foods.
Wow. Yes. And chia seeds, my favorite.
Chia seeds is awesome. Now, from foods, you got it in there, right? You got, whether you're drinking it or eating it through foods, now you want to distribute it. And that's the part of the conversation that isn't happening in the hydration world. They just think, get it in, you're done. No, you have to distribute it. And of course, the body, again, is set up to be a natural irrigation system through the connective tissue in our body, not our digestive tract. That's the first part of the story. But then the water absorbs and moves out through our connective tissue or our fascia system. And that was the big surprise research that's happened in the last 5 years, is the understanding that fascia is not just our connective tissue. Nature has a secondary purpose in allowing it to be the threads and the cushions and the sponginess that actually holds, retains, and delivers that water to the next part of our body. Mm. Nature is so smart that it actually even has a third reason that it uses the connective tissue, not only to hold us together and moisten us up and deliver hydration all the way to our cellular level, all the way to our limbs, our fingertips, but also carries information. So that is the big surprise.
I had read somewhere a while ago that they started calling fascia an organ unto itself. Yes. And I was quite surprised about that, but I don't believe I read there about it carrying information. So what kind of information?
Let me just make it really simple for you, right? So we are all digital. We all know how this electronic stuff works. Water conducts electricity. And we know that electricity is information. It's function, cell function. It's signaling. So high-functioning cells signal each other very efficiently. That all runs on water. It's a water system.
Oh, fascinating. And I love your metaphors of it being an irrigation system. That just made it much more clear in my mind about how this all works. Because in all honesty, I thought that you drank water and somehow it got into your blood system and then that was it. I mean, I don't know why I thought that.
It just turns out it's not the major form that the body waters itself. It's another system, but it's not as potent or charged or as prolific as our connective tissue.
Oh, wow.
So this has huge implications. It means that hydration is our fuel, but it's not just moistening us. It's also our cell signaling system. And when we aren't hydrated, it means not only are we dried up, but we're not sending efficient messages for our body to conduct its healing expertise.
Oh my gosh, we need to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about that healing expertise and understanding fascia and this marvelous irrigation system we have inside ourselves. I just love that metaphor. It just made it so clear to me where I'd been often. This is awesome. We'll be right back.
Life Interrupted Radio will return after these messages from our sponsors. It's great sponsors like these that keep this show coming to you every week. Be sure and stop by lifeinterruptedradio.com to learn more.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living. A chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Listen and imagine. It takes 5 seconds to send a text, and for those 5 seconds, you're driving blind.
Life is worth more than a text.
Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Sharon, and of course you know me from here on the Autoimmune Hour. Maybe you don't know I'm also an author. My latest book is for kids. It's Pinky Chenille and the Rainbow Hunters, a winner of a 5-star reader's favorite review. It's perfect for your early reader and a great bedtime story for your young adventurers. Check it out over at pinkychenille.com. That's PinkyChenille.com. See you there. Welcome back, everyone, to the Autoimmune Hour on understandingautoimmune.com here. And I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm super excited. I'm getting all of my words all flustered here because I just love this woman. She always brings such insights to the show that I've never heard before. And every time I use her strategies, I see huge differences. When I understood hydration from her and Dr. Dana Coe's book, Quench, that made a huge difference. And now she's just shared with us some marvelous metaphors and understanding how and why we need this hydration and how it actually gets to the cells. And one thing I learned early on in my healing process was the cell health was critically important to my health. I don't know why I had never connected those two in my head either. But once I started working hard to regain individual cell health, I saw huge, huge movements toward gaining more optimum health as well. So I just know this hydration issue is a huge part of it. I want to circle back on a couple of questions I wrote down, and then we'll get on with the idea of understanding the movement. You had mentioned the glass water bottle. Now, I have seen many that are metal as well. I understand the plastic and how the leaching and the chemicals and, you know, all those sorts of things that are out there. But what about the metal water bottles that we see? Should we just find glass and stick with it?
I like glass because they use it in laboratories as a very non-interactive medium. I don't know enough about metal bottles, but I can say that they are better than plastic. So, you know, if you're not drinking because you're using a metal bottle, forget that. Just use whatever is to hand. And I really believe, Sharon, that we, as we step forward into a better system and a better health, we keep getting led forward to the next better thing, that we have an infinite potential to continue to grow and be healthy and find new solutions. And they're delightful. They're leading us into joy. So if you're going to go from a metal bottle to a glass bottle, yay, you're leaving behind the plastics. It's all a pathway where we improve and grow and step into our next improvement.
Okay.
Everybody wants the answer, right? They want the end answer. You know.
Yes, I want to be well. Yes, that's it.
Right. Yeah.
But I'm learning. Trust the process. That's 2019.
If that allows us to become experts in our own experiences of our body. And that's a very powerful thing. We don't want to leave that behind. We don't want to be well because someone else was an expert.
Absolutely. That's why I started this show. I wanted to know everything I could possibly know about autoimmune in my body and how to, at first it was regain the health, but now it's to optimize, continuing to optimize this body. That I, in the 4 years of this process and this exploration and this journey, when I started 4 years ago, I had no idea the amount of stuff I would learn and amazing people I would meet, as well as each time I do a show, as Gina knows, my curiosity just gets bigger and bigger about how this all works. So I want to jump in. My second question was, I know on the show 190, we did a little definition of what fascia is. But for those that didn't listen to that show yet, can you just give a brief descriptor? Because a lot of people have never heard of fascia.
Right. So they never heard of fascia because when we did anatomy, it was already dried up. So nobody saw it. So it took a while. The way it was really seen finally for the power that it was is a hand surgeon in France had to do a very delicate hand surgery. And he decided to put a micro camera in there. And he kept not being able to tell what was going on because the blood was, you know, in his way. The blood was covering up the camera. So they did put a tourniquet on and held the blood back. And all of a sudden, this amazing white spider web material showed up on the screen. It was everywhere, this beautiful spider web. So this gossamer strands that hold us together like crochet. They are shot through our entire body. And the huge surprise, and you please do, if you're able to YouTube this video, it's only, you can get one for 6 minutes or one for 25 seconds, and you get to see through his camera what he saw. And white gossamer, a network that runs entirely through our whole system that we hadn't, you know, we moved away like cobwebs when we were doing anatomy. And many of those cobwebs are thin, very thin pipes, very thin hoses in which water drips into the tissue. Mm,
I like it. Like a little drip irrigation system.
What? That's awesome and beautiful. I went to bed the first time I saw that YouTube video And I went to bed that night thinking, I'm alive to have seen this, to understand that my body is this amazingly moving network of crochet and gossamer strands that really wraps around all of our bones and our muscles. It shoots into our eye sockets all the way to the cellular level. It becomes so fine and so thin. And that's all delivering hydration. Mm-hmm. And the way it delivers it is through movement. It's a hydraulic press system. Makes perfect sense. Have you ever pressed a sponge that's wet?
All the time.
You know, of course, that's us, right? That's what
we're my kitchen sponge.
Yeah.
What a great metaphor. I love your use of metaphor.
Our muscles are really sponges. Our tissue in our body is really this cobwebby, spongy stuff that when we move it, pushes the system, the water, into the next level. And it also not only is doing that, but it's also moving out waste. So hydration isn't only about moisture. It is also about, it's not only the input, it's also the export. Can I say that word?
Yeah. You did. It's a great word. The export. I love that.
But really, the conversation on hydration is limited to making sure you get 8 glasses of water a day. This is crazy. The conversation is a huge conversation, full of unexpected turns, like the fact that we don't just guzzle water, that it comes to our tissues through this amazing dynamic system called the fascia, or this connective tissue, that's really the most major way that we're, of course, the minute you say it, we know it intuitively, right? You know when you move and you are pushing, you get that. It's why exercise is so healing. You're actually delivering by movement, not only moistening to your tissues, but information to your tissues.
And I love that your exercise, the ones that I've seen on YouTube and in our conversations that we've had, is doable for people with limitations, maybe due to autoimmune or other things. Many of the things you talk about, we're not talking about, she's not bench pressing here.
No. In fact, we were so alert to this because, you know, the story about Quench and why I wrote the book with Dr. Cohen, especially to get a medical entree to the medical community. Who's going to listen to an anthropologist, right? I mean, it was really collaborating with her that opened the door to the medical community, hearing new ways to talk about hydration and new understandings and why that's a conversation they want to have with every one of their patients. But the story for me was my mom was chronically dehydrated. She was really suffering. And in a nursing home, far away from me, how could I help her? It was really hard. And ironically, at the same time, I was studying drought in desert communities. So I'm coming into all this information about you don't need to just drink, you need to eat. And I'm trying to figure out how to pass that on to my mom in a way that would really potently help her. And just for your listeners, I did have a specific strategy I used with my mom, but and I'll tell you that in a second. I promise I won't forget. But the point is here that when we wrote Quench, we were so alert to who could be reading this, our vulnerable elderly, people who are already far down the chronic illness rabbit hole, trying to get themselves, you know, back up to some level of health and mobility. So everything we wrote about, the recipes we chose are not crazy foods that you have to, you know, fly to Jamaica to fly to Thailand to find. They're everyday grocery foods, and the movements are gentle. They can be done in bed. How can you not love that?
Yeah, absolutely. They're great.
You add the
I have
food
a quick question.
And you've got a very different package for hydrating.
Yeah, a quick question. Can you tell us what are some of, you said your mom was severely dehydrated. What are some of the symptoms that we might be checking off on the box? Maybe it's me.
Right. Fatigue. Afternoon.
That's a common one in autoimmune.
Oh my gosh. Fatigue is why? Because we're out of gas. What's our gas? Hydration. We run on water. Lack of focus. So your cognitive powers go down. Your brain is drying up. Of course, makes perfect sense. Sleep issues, you don't sleep well. Your aches in your joints, You don't aren't getting the water delivered to your tissues, urinary tract infections. You're not having enough to flush out the bacteria that lines that tract naturally that needs to be rinsed out every day. Constipation, of course. Eye clarity, vision clarity. Your sockets are full of water. Your eyeball is a structured water gel form. Think aloe. That's what's in your eye. That needs to be replenished and flushed out. So just pick a part of the body we can go anywhere and balance issues for the elderly. So we have to hydrate. We can't be doing it by drinking 8 glasses of water a day. We have to find new strategies. And nature's already provided those. We just didn't know how to quite access them. So a high plant diet, fresh food, full of juicy water, motion and mobility, and getting that right kind of water so that you, when you do drink bottled or tap water, you're trying to switch it into a much this better kind. You can do that by adding lemon or apple cider to your water. You can do it by adding some pink salt. These are simple strategies. None of this is not doable. And then we can, I'll share the recipe with my mom now so you get a sense of how easy this is. I knew that chia seeds are very high gel-releasing foods or with this kind of hydration, and they're a desert plant. They've already figured out how to do it. And I ground up the seeds and sent that to my mom's residence and asked the nursing staff to put a tablespoon or 2 tablespoons of ground chia seed, because it mixes easily with liquid, in her morning orange juice. That simple. You could do it in pomegranate juice or a cup of tea if you're desperate. You mix it up. Now you've got a different kind of water that you're drinking. It's got electrical charge. It's got nutrition.
So simple. We need to take one quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to get into those movements, I promise, because they're really important. We'll be right back.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Change and growth are part of natural life and also part of your spiritual life. Everyone needs support and guidance, especially during life passages. Upgrade yourself with the Om Times Experts program. With Om Times Experts, you have access to the best intuitive coaches, spiritual teachers, counselors, astrologists, and oracles. Our team was carefully selected so you can trust. Find out more at experts.omtimes.com.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Research shows we apologize up to 10 times a day, and most of the time, we say sorry as a response to someone else's mistake. What if we thanked people instead of all that unnecessary apologizing? So instead of saying, sorry, I'm rambling, you say, thank you for listening. Join us at projectforgive.com, a free non-religious resource on global forgiveness.
Hi, this is Sharon. And of course you know me from here on the Autoimmune Hour. Maybe you don't know I'm also an author. My latest book is for kids. It's Pinky Chenille and the Rainbow Hunters, a winner of a 5-star reader's favorite review. It's perfect for your early reader and a great bedtime story for your young adventurers. Check it out over at pinkychenille.com. That's PinkyChenille.com. See you there.
Music.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Autoimmune Hour. I'm just having so much fun here with Gina Brea. We had her on with Dr. Dana Cohen when they talked about their amazing book, Quench. That was episode 190. You need to go listen to that in the archives for sure. Everything that they shared here, she's just briefly touching on here, but this is much deeper and much more interesting, deeper information about our cell health that I wanted to get to once I understood hydration. And now she's been teasing us with this movement, and let's get into doing some movements. I know that if you have a chance to watch, do that as well. Gina and I have both talked to each other about trying to be as clear as possible for you listening on the audio podcast to understand what movements we're doing exactly so you can have them in your mind's eye. So Gina, let's get into some of these great movements that keep us hydrated and lubricated.
Right. So I knew that people would be hearing things, and I wanted to, you know, I love being a communicator, how important it is to get this information out. So we named the movement so they make perfect sense. So the movement that I do multiple times through the day, I do it before I get out of bed in the morning. I do it while I'm on the cell phone. I do it when I'm driving. It's called chin to chest. Well, at the stoplight, of course. But if you simply drop your chin down to your chest,
okay,
you are now, you've opened up the whole synovial canal down your spine, right? And then you lift your chin back up. Now you're using your head as a hydraulic press to push down a whole pump, series of water. What's the word I'm looking for? Like when you pump a pump on an old-fashioned water pump that's got a handle, and you've seen people do that on old-fashioned television programs, I'm sure. But your head and your body is designed to deliver water to your synovial canal through your, flush it right through your neck, down your spine, just by putting your chin to your chest. That's a big move.
Now, with a pump, you know, sometimes you can go fast, you can go slow.
Yeah.
With this particular movement, chin to chest, so I'm putting my chin to chest, how long should I hold it?
It's just a second.
Oh, so it's just up, gently up, you can down.
You can lift it up and lower it down. I used to do this on the subway when I was in New York City. I would, you know, the door would open, bing, and I'd just do a couple up and down. Nobody needs to know what's going on. This is you and your personal,
I was sitting there in the subway. They might think I'm nodding off.
So let them. In the meantime, you're going to go into your longevity bright and clear and happy and fluid. And another move that I can describe to you is ear to shoulder. And that's another way to move synovial fluid out of your brain, down your spinal canal, get rid of all that wet waste in there, and then renew. Your body will pull in new, fresh synovial fluid as you do this hydraulic pump movement. So ear to shoulder, and of course, either side. This is also a great cell phone exercise while you're on the cell phone and you're having to talk, and we all do that, we ought to do. So these are just really, really simple movements, but the real point I want to make about movement is it can be, we're not talking great exercise moments. We're talking little fluid movements throughout your day that you're consciously doing that to get liquid into your tissue, to overcome fatigue, to ignite your cell communication with fresh information coming in, fresh water coming in. So it's really important that we do a lot of little movement, that we just sort of keep ourselves in tiny motion throughout the day. It's very fun, actually. It reduces fatigue. You start to notice that you're standing there, everyone's kind of collapsed in a chair, and you're sitting up a little bit higher and just rocking and moving. Very gentle movements that no one can really quite see. It makes you look alert and vital. And I notice a kind of magnetism for me. People want to come near and talk, or there's an attraction level that goes on too. If you're a vital, a slightly in motion person, you notice that people are attracted to you. They want to come to you and talk to you, or I don't know. I think it's...
What an interesting side effect, because I'm thinking that if, as I'm looking around the room and I'm seeing someone who looks more alert, is acting more alert. Right. That's definitely who I would be attracted to.
And actually is more alert because you're driving it by your motion. You're becoming, to carry the metaphor through, when you do the motion, you're actually creating an electrical energy in your body. Mm-hmm. So that when we just go die, it's like our computer going on sleep. If you don't touch it, it stops functioning. That's an electrical function. Our body does the same thing. So parked at desks all day.
Yeah, our body is in sleep.
But what are we going to look like? We're going to look like what we look like right now, which is one in two of us have chronic illness. That's nuts. That's not normal. That's not nature. That is, so now I'm speaking as an ethnographer or an anthropologist who's looking out at our culture and seeing the severe ramifications of the modern environment that we live in, including indoor living, lack of movement, regular, typical. We think going to the gym is it. It's not. It's these little motions of vitality that are acting upon us at all times. Prescription medication, processed foods, fluorescent lighting, drywall. We're surrounded by environments that are made from drywall, carpets, plastics, furnitures, every point of air travel. Like, just go down the list. Every point are taking percentages of hydration out of our biological being, and we don't understand quite how to replace that. So, again, these strategies of eating, drinking the specialized water, structured water, eating it, getting it in foods, and getting motion as part of the hydration formula.
Oh, awesome. Now we've done our neck. I mean, I went chin to chest. So tipping in the reminding right. myself, it looks like a big old red pump, you know, my grandpappy's pump.
And chin to chest.
And then
ear to shoulder.
Ear to shoulder, ear to shoulder. Right. And you had one on the YouTube where it was a twisting of the arm, or twisting might be too strong a word, but you had this movement of the arm. So what can we do with the shoulder and arm area too?
Well, a full body twist. So I also do this a lot. I no longer care what I look like in public, you know? So your arms are straight out from your shoulders.
Okay.
And then you're just going to turn so that your arms go with you. And you're looking immediately to your, you know, like a right angle. And then you just twist back the other way. So your other arm comes in front of you, keeping your arm up. You can feel that twist all the way down your back.
Oh, yes. Right? Even that so, is, I feel it all the way down to the sit bones.
Huge hydrating moment. That's a big pressure push through your whole system. And you might even feel it after you do that. Like, I've gotten my system, because I'm doing these little motions all the time, where I can actually feel the tingle. That's the electrical function going on after moving. And it will start. You'll start. I promise you this will come to you.
Well, you know what I was thinking of? I tend to sort of shake my wrists or shake my hands out if I've been typing too long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same thing.
Or, you know, kind of shaking my wrist and moving my fingers about. I must be intuitively trying to get the hydration.
Your body knows what it wants to do. It's great. One thing I really love with hands is that if you use your, maybe let's just say, look at your palms right now. Okay. Palms up.
Okay.
And then you take your thumb and you just think of how you could try to draw a circle with your thumb all the way around your hand.
So,
and, you know, I mean, come on, you know, your joints in there need that hydration.
That one makes me laugh because I have to really, it's almost like walking and chewing gum, Gina. I've never thought about doing that.
If it's an easier, wrist move, you know, just do a Hawaiian dance.
Oh my goodness, yes.
Get your elbows up to your shoulder level.
Okay, elbows up to shoulder levels.
And then just try to raise them towards your ears. You raise your elbows. Ooh. Try to raise them.
You know, I feel
ears.
That one is as good as the full body twist as far.
It's a very important one, especially for women, because think about the lymph nodes under your arms and your armpits. You're really stretching that tissue. Now you're pumping your lymph system. You don't need to go to a lymph massage therapist to get that done. This is just like, great, do that, you know, a couple times. This is big information, it really helps flush your lymph system.
Oh my.
Plus, every time you're making energy, every single time you move, you're making energy. So when we just lie still, that's part of the healing process, but not the whole healing process. It's like our computer going to sleep. So if you're really fatigued, and I really understand this problem, even if you lay in bed and just kind of swirl your ankles or wiggle your fingers, just a little tiny movements to try to get some of your electrical system going, and help yourself that way. Be as gentle as you possibly can, but remember that movement is key to your healing. Movement, not exercise. Exercise is such a defeating word. The minute you hear it, you're like, oh yeah, I'm supposed to do that.
Oh yeah, I'm supposed to get to the gym, or oh yeah, I'm supposed to be an hour on my treadmill or some other thing.
But what I want you to do every time you hear the word exercise is just think, oh, ear to shoulder. Oh, ear to shoulder. That's all. You know, chin to chest. I'm doing my exercises. You all run to the gym, but, you know, shoulders up, shoulders down, elbows up, elbows down. Do we love this?
I do. Now, I've worked a lot of my upper body, and of course, I'm sitting for the show. And you mentioned about like wiggling your toes or rolling your ankles. What are some other things we can do to make sure? Because sometimes I know people tell me with autoimmune, they tend to retain, I don't know if this is the right word, so I apologize, but they call it retaining water around their ankle.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Probably not really that, but that's what they call it.
Yeah. And that's a result of that water is water that never made it to the cell.
Oh, okay.
So it pools. It didn't get absorbed. It didn't get in. So we want that electrical function to help you get that water back into your cells. So intracellular, water inside the cells where the healing actually takes place. Those are where all the proteins fold. That's where all the information gets driven. That's your hard drive, you know, if you're thinking about the computer analogy. So one episode I would love to share with you is also one I do every day myself. And that's when you wake up in the morning, your eyes fly open, immediately close them. And just tell the day, you don't own me yet.
Oh, I love that. You don't own me yet.
You don't own me yet. I'm going to take a few seconds. I'm going to take a couple of deep breaths. And I'm going to put my chin to my chest a few times. And ear to shoulder. I'm doing this in bed on my pillow. It doesn't matter if your pillow's there or your back's flat. It doesn't matter. Just do it. There's not a perfect way to do this. These are all fluid movements. So that it's, then what I do is, I often will do something called massage the bed with your shoulder blades. So massage the bed, right?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Trying to get that juice going down your spine. And then I will slowly, if I can, raise my knees to my chest. And I just do it as far as I can, depending on where I am in my, in your health environment. You're the expert. You're a fluid being. Even if you only lift your ankles up, it's still doing a tremendous amount of work. If I can give a message, it's that these small things do so much more than we think we do. Everyone is telling us to get out there and exercise, 30 minutes every day, an hour every day. Just do tiny finger waves. Just be gentle with yourself and dance with yourself. Tiny little movements. They are doing incredible work. And as you do them, you'll be able to do more. And the goal here is not to do more and more and more. It's to become electrified and alive and feel your own vitality and take a joy in your body. So what else do we have them for?
Exactly. And I think you said not to do more at once, but your recommendation is to do this throughout the day.
Yes.
Little times of movement throughout the day. Mm-hmm. I was doing that chin to chest and the ear to shoulder while you were discussing how to do it in bed and the shoulder movement. And I got almost a feeling of a meditation or a state. That was really fascinating to me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'd love to tell you why that happened.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm curious. I was like, wow, that's really fascinating.
Wow.
I'm almost feeling like I'm meditating.
Yeah. Well, you just pumped fluid to your brain. And it alters our cognitive state. Your cognition level just went up.
Wow. Okay.
So I'm going to say something pretty challenging and exciting. I consider hydration, optimal hydration. We don't even know what that feels like. We're so rarely there. Optimal hydration, when you actually get this stuff flowing and you get enough in you, is changes our consciousness. It's an altered state of consciousness. As potent, I think, hydration is as potent as things like taking mushrooms.
Wow.
You know, it's a really big deal. And we can get to it from very little actions. And we must, because our environments now are so compromised that we're not living even in the same environment we were 5 years ago. We're now living in a new environment that's so much more challenging. We all know it, but the stress chemicals are more dehydrating than the joy chemicals. And that makes perfect sense, right?
It does.
They pour it all, they take out all sorts of stuff as they run through it. What are they doing? They're rusting us. What is rust? It's a hydration issue. Right? We want to keep our systems stress-free. We can't. We're constantly bombarded with stress. News, parking problems, grades at school and our kids, bills. There isn't anywhere we can turn in our life where we get relief. It's a constant. So we have to take charge ourselves and get ourselves to new levels of buffer. And the ultimate buffer is that spongy, beautiful sponginess through hydration. Then we're really resilient.
Oh my gosh. You know, what I love about Gina is, I'm just going to say, the obvious isn't obvious until she comments on it. And then all of a sudden I go, that's obvious. Thank you so much, because your metaphors that you shared today and in episode 190 are so awesome for us to understand the importance of hydration and not just guzzling, as you say, eight glasses of water a day, or feeling guilty that I don't get 8 glasses of water a day.
Isn't that nice to be relieved from that guilt and to know that the pear you cut up and the hummus that you eat and the soup that you have are all deeply contributing to your experience of hydration. And then now you see what a gentle solution that is for the elderly.
Oh,
and chia pudding. You guys don't know about chia pudding. It's this coconut milk with chia, little pink salt, maybe some raspberry jam smeared on it at the top.
My favorite is wild blueberries, but you know.
Wild blueberry. Oh, you give that to an elderly person, you don't need to tell them anything about it. You just hand them the cup and the spoon and you're done. That person, you have just extended their hydration maybe 2/3. So I'm serious here. We are talking about real potent hydration through using water locked in plants, which is a different kind of water. But we still need to get these different kinds of water, right? So the tap water, this, you know, a bottle of water that's been on the back of a truck and has been on a grocery store shelf for who knows how long, that doesn't have electricity in it anymore. So we got to get in motion, even like consider moving your own body, is get shaking up your water bottle, your inner water bottle, use the water.
Shaking up our inner water bottle.
But I know. Yeah, we have a lot of issues. And I think one thing I would, along with the movement, getting good water. Filtered water is not electrified water. So I really like to engage the structured water story and structured water question, because that's really bringing electricity in.
Right. And we just have a couple minutes left. Quickly go over how we do that. I know that there you have some really quick little recipes to take if we've got a glass of tap water.
Add a little raw sea or pink salt, real salt. Those salts are minerals. Minerals have electrical charge. When they touch the water cell, when they touch water, they start ignite an electrical cascade. That's super important information. So I have pink salt in my purse. When I go to a restaurant, they put a glass of water in front of me. I open up on my purse. I take out my Ziploc bag. I take a pinch of salt. I drop it in my water, right? When I'm on an airplane, same thing. I always have a little pink salt with me. If I'm preparing something for somebody, a cup of tea, they don't need to know. You know, one question I do get asked a lot, Sharon, and that I feel I'm obligated to talk about is filters, because that's a big thing for people. So yes, filters are valuable. They are taking out chemicals which affect us. They're still not, you know, creating this electrical charge. So my work is to educate you. I created the Hydration Foundation. That's my website, hydrationfoundation.org. Recipes are on there. Science is on there. Strategies for the elderly are on there. We work really hard to educate people. We don't sell anything at the Hydration Foundation, but I consider it part of our work to try to recommend good things, good products for people to know about so they can try to take care of some things. And one place I can send you to that I think has the right kind of filters that do this electrical work is called the Wellness Enterprise. Isn't that a great name? It's like the Starship Enterprise. Only you're on the ship of wellness. So the Wellness Enterprise, they have a variety of different ways that we can match up with our filter system that we already have and then electrify the water. So I don't like to ever recommend these expensive, like $4,000 units. That's not, someone else could go do that. That's fine. If they're not wrong. They're just, I'm trying to provide solutions that are really affordable. So food, movement, good quality water. That's the three major points I want to hit. And I think we kind of covered that today.
And everyone, that's Gina Bray. You can see why I had to have her back. It's hydrationfoundation.org, and we'll have it up on understanding autoimmune as well. And we're out of time, everyone. Enjoy.
The information provided on lifeinterruptedradio.com is for educational purposes only. What you hear, read, and see on Life Interrupted Radio is based on experience only. The information presented here should never be used for any legal, diagnostic, or treatment purposes. Always seek sound legal, medical, and or professional advice regarding any problems, conditions, and any of the recommendations you see, hear, or read here on Life Interrupted Radio.